This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock, which gives you around 9.5 minutes if you'd like to get in touch regarding the free Nasi Lemak that we're getting from Jiwaku. Thank you very much for that. See, we mentioned it again.
Yeah, Jiwaku.
Not that we keep saying it over and over again just to get free stuff, but there you go. 018-789-8899 is the number if you'd like to get in touch regarding our story today about motivation. What keeps you going, you know, in terms of if you're starting a business, if you're tired at work, if you're fed up with work. I've had somebody feedback via Insta story who said, well, what keeps me motivated is applying for more new jobs. Right. If that's what you need, you know, some people do need that. They need that idea of, I'm getting out of this place kind of
constant
thing.
Change.
I've got a comment here from Wendy on WhatsApp. Whenever I feel utterly demotivated, I go on YouTube and watch Tony Robbins works all the time. I don't know why.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I also go on
YouTube to interview this guy.
I also go on YouTube to watch things to keep me motivated, and it's generally people falling over.
Or the news bloopers.
Or the news bloopers, or something going wrong. I think, well, my life is not so bad after all.
I've just been watching Trevor Noah and him doing accents.
He's really good. He's brilliant. Yeah. Right. Do we have any more messages you want to refer to, Arf?
Yeah, so we have Ikwan who says, by having a solid raison d'etre, is that how you... Raison
d'etre? Yes.
You have to be very stoic at what you do. Then we have one from Ken who says, 2 years in, I guess a solid medium to long-term plan and sticking to it. As the Sixers go, trust in the process, especially if you're the founder. And Susilin says, passion, the drive, fire, and stay on course. Susilin, passion, the drive, fire sounds like the tagline for passion, the drive, fire. Malaysia's third national car.
If you want to know more about that, listen to Cruise Control this evening at 8 o'clock, where they have told us there's some very interesting things coming up. But they're not giving us details. Surprise, surprise, they're on the way. Final story of the day. TM launching pre-5G network only available in...
Only available in the Setia Walk area as of now, so in Puchong. So Telekom Malaysia, they've announced that its pre-5G wireless tech has entered commercial phase at Setia Walk Puchong, which consists of residential blocks, malls and offices. So at the moment, there are about 1,000 households in the area with Unify Home Wireless Broadband that can enjoy the pre-5G network itself. So the tech is set to improve Unify's wireless connectivity services, especially for high-rise buildings and dense areas with low fixed broadband penetration, which pretty much allows for wireless internet access sharing at home and on the go, especially if they have like LTE coverage and stuff. It goes into a bit more detail, the article, about what they're using. They say that it leverages on time division complex or TTD tech, and it's twice the speed of the 4G network, the pre-5G network itself. It's basically being implemented to help address many ongoing challenges or infrastructure challenges in the area without fiber coverage, and it offers speeds to about 30 megabits per second at the moment, and it can go to 80 megabits. Why I think this is exciting basically is because we know that they've been MCMC and the government has been going on the national fiberization plan, and they also have the connectivity plan, the NFCP, I think they're calling it. So that is one. This seems to fall under that. So basically what they're saying is we can move to 5G in a few years. We have to move to 5G in 4 years, in a few years. But at the moment, we have to prepare our infrastructure to be able to have 5G when it starts.
And let's try it out in a few places first to see if it works.
I wonder why Puchong. Maybe it's newer.
Dense, I guess dense.
Yeah, I was going to say it's very densely populated, right?
Yeah, and it's got a lot of condos coming up and stuff. Yeah. So I think this should help them. Because at the moment, based on a press release that came out, at the moment, Malaysia's current 4G network suffers from low throughput of about 9 megabit per second, which is very low. It's about 36% below average during certain times. So throughput is basically the amount of data that can pass through and that can be processed by a system at any given time. 36% below the average, and it's also a consequence of the end-to-end network architecture that we have. So basically, using the architecture that we have now, it'll be difficult to move to 5G. with telecom and Unify coming with a pre-4G network, it sort of prepares us when 5G is available and when the 5G task force that has been commissioned by the MCMC, when they come into full effect and they figure out when we can go 5G, this kind of infrastructure will be good. So sort of like widen, like have pre-5G in a few areas and let it keep working and stuff. So when 5G launches, it can be adopted like almost immediately.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I have a very quick question. When I had my router installed, right, fairly recently, I've got normal Wi-Fi, and alongside it is 5G. Right, it gives me the option to connect to 5G.
Same.
What would I use that for if I have Wi-Fi at home?
Yeah, so there's, I think, from what I know, I could be wrong. From what I know, we were supposed to have 5G now. I think the whole world was supposed to have 5G now. And we pretty much have the idea and the concept. That's why a lot of people started rolling out like 5G routers and stuff. 5G has been a buzzword for what,
years? Yeah.
Yeah, a while.
5 years at least.
Yeah, yeah. And we just don't have the service yet.
I have the ability to connect to that 5G in my home.
Yeah.
So you're given the opportunity, Wi-Fi or 5G, what would you use, Alf?
5G.
You would use 5G. Yeah. It's faster than Wi-Fi, is it?
No, I mean, like, it's supposed to be faster than... All I know is it's supposed to be twice as fast as 4G and supposed to carry more information.
So you're telling me, at home, I should be connected to the 5G rather than the Wi-Fi?
You should be connecting the 5G through Wi-Fi.
Well, it's giving me the option. You connect to Wi-Fi or you connect to 5G.
It's giving you both the options.
Correct.
I don't know what that does.
Ah, you see?
I have no idea what that
Neither
does.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
If anybody knows, please do tweet us. We are at BFM Radio. I'm curious. Right, we have to wrap up for now. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available via the app, which is in the Apple App Store, Google Play. We're also on Spotify. Stories we covered today, we started off the show and all the way through the show where we were speaking about motivation. How do you stay motivated? We've had some great feedback. If you want to know more about that feedback, you can check out our Twitter feed. There's some stuff on there. We then spoke about how human contact is becoming a luxury good. Then we spoke about inside the cutthroat combination of plastic surgery and social media. And then
we spoke about what Unify's pre-5G network could mean for Malaysians.
Good stuff. And then, of course, if you want to stick around, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's a Breakfast Grill replay. Established in 1992, the National Heart Institute of Malaysia, better known as the IJN, is a government-owned institution focused on cardiac health. The Breakfast Grill spoke with their CEO, Dato Sri Dr. Muhammad Azhari Yaacob, on the state of public healthcare in Malaysia and the IGN's plans moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, here on BFM 89.9 for BizBytes at noon. You've been listening to Enterprise BizBytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.